Direct from the furnace, otherwise known as Austin, Texas, this is The Daily Boo, and welcome. My name is Brian Person. I'm the host of this daily podcast where we talk about communications and media and technology. And yes, it is very hot. Once again, I'll probably stop talking about this because it's hot every day in Austin in the summer, over 100 degrees yet again. I want to talk about presentation design today. I had breakfast with Nancy Duarte from Duarte Design. John Johansson and Elise Hugh, who live in Austin, also joined us for the breakfast. And Nancy was in town to present this afternoon at the HOW conference. It's a design conference, which is running for a few days at the Austin Convention Center. And interestingly enough, Nancy mentioned and had written on her blog that for several years, the kind of design that she and Duarte Design do, which is designing for PowerPoint presentations, wasn't considered a viable form of design. She said it was an undesirable communication medium. But that certainly started to change over the past year or two. Great presentation designers like Gar Reynolds and Nancy, and seeing the way that the art, a mix of art and science, but really an art to presentation design that we've seen at things like the TED conference, which Nancy has done some design work for, also did the PowerPoint presentation that Al Gore used to such great effect in An Inconvenient Truth. They've also done work for Apple and Cisco, and just really some arresting slides that can add to a speaker's presentation. And they're great. I mean, powerful design is certainly important and can help in presentations. So I'm thinking about the relationship between the power of the speaker and the stories that they actually have and the way they handle themselves and the way they interact with the audience are also very important. But design, as you know, can be, depending on the presenter, a very critical component. And I think all of us have sat through some dreadful PowerPoint presentations, which were filled with loads of bullet points, and it was almost like the speaker was reading verbatim from the slides. And sort of when that happens, you kind of think, well, what's the point of the presenter if all they're doing is reading the slides? I mean, I think really good slides are visuals. Powerful visuals that help enhance the story. There may be a couple of words at a time, concepts, so that they complement the speaker, but they don't duplicate exactly what the speaker's saying. You know, Gar Reynolds writes often about the slidegement, which is, he says you really should have your slides, and if there's a document, information that you want people to read, send that separately or email that ahead to participants at a conference. Don't try and combine both of them into your PowerPoint slides because it just doesn't work. So you're welcome to share your PowerPoint horror stories if you want on the blog, which is dailyboo.com. You can send them by email, and I can share them in a future podcast. The email address is dailyboo@gmail.com. Hey, the number of subscribers is slowly ticking up. I appreciate your subscription. If you're not already subscribed, it's free. You can find us either on the dailyboo.com blog or on iTunes under Business Management and Marketing. For now, my name is Brian Person, and we'll have more of The Daily Boo tomorrow. Until then, take care.